brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Today we're with Emmanuel Davidson. He's Executive Vice President of AOPA France. He's also the publisher and AVA of Aviation and Pilot. Last week, it came to light that EASA, the European Aviation Safety Agency, was considering rules that would, in the minds of some people, cripple general aviation in Europe. You are of that mind, Emmanuel. Outline the issues and tell us what AOPA is doing about them.
Yes, EASA is trying to pass a legislation through the European Parliament in the next few days that is, in our opinion, the biggest threat that general aviation has encountered in probably the last decade. If we look at general aviation here in Europe, a lot of owners and a lot of pilots have decided to actually pursue what we call the American way to get some licenses and some ratings. The biggest issue for us here in Europe is that passing an instrument rating for a private pilot is like jumping through hoops of fire. We have to go attend a ground school that is going to last for somebody who has got normal life, I would say, like a family and a job. It's going to take them about 12 to 16 or 18 months to pass 7 different written exams that will then allow them to go onto the practical. To give you an idea, those written tests are the level of the ATP. So we really feel that all the legislation here in Europe has been done for professional pilots, but didn't take into account at all the needs for safety of flying on instrument rules for the private pilots. So if we look at and we look at the financial side also, instrument rating is probably going to cost a normal candidate anywhere in between $20,000 and $30,000. So it's no big surprise that a lot of pilots have decided to acquire some FAA certificates and have undergone training either in the U.S. or with CFIs and CFIIs here in Europe and then gone through the practice. This situation has been in existence for a very long time, but with the arrival on the market of new airplanes, such as the Cyruses, the 182s with a glass cockpit, and all the others like the Corvallis and everything, the Moonies, well, a lot of pilots have decided to actually buy some new planes and are using their plane registered in the U.S. here in Europe. Effectively, the legislation that EASA is trying to pass will say that their American licenses are no longer valid within the European airspace. It doesn't look that bad when you look at it just from the first point of view, but then you realize that as we have to apply both the American regulations and the European regulations, the FAA requires us to have an American license to be able to change countries. If I'm a holder of a French license and I'm using a French November registered airplane, I will have to stay within the French airspace. And as you know, Russ, now our planes are not made just to stay in one country. We have to remember that France is smaller than Kansas. So effectively, if this goes through, pilots that are currently exercising the privileges of instrument rating and flying on an American airplane won't be able to use it properly. Then what we're told by this regulation is also that our license won't be recognized and we'll have just 1 year of validation of our American certificates to do a complete pass of European certificates.
They're only going to give you a year to make the transition.
Yes. And then on a case-per-case basis, left to the appreciation of the national authority under the control of EASA, you might get a second period of 12 months if you can prove that you have already enrolled and started your conversion process through an approved school.
EASA must have known what a turmoil this was going to cause. Why do you think they went ahead with something that they knew was going to cause so much trouble?
Well, it's difficult to say today. I think there are lots of political issues that have absolutely nothing to do with safety. And the primary role of EASA is safety. And basically what they're doing today is more political stand than anything else. So we question that. Actually, before this could be passed into legislation, be presented to be adopted as a legislation, law, EASA should have done some studies of economical impact to make sure that all the European citizens and the European residents wouldn't lose any privileges and wouldn't be under additional burden financially or from a regulatory standpoint. And of course, this has not been done because none of the people that are going to vote this legislation could see those studies.
Why the rush? Why the hurry? That's the other issue that seems to have arisen, is that this is being slammed through very quickly.
There has been first some proposal, an NPA, that generated lots of comments on the third-party licenses. There has been over 6,000 comments sent to EASA saying, well, this is a bad idea. You shouldn't do this. The only thing that EASA responded to all those comments was noted. And then they went through and put this legislation into motion. And even though that a lot of the national authorities told them, well, this is not a good idea. And it's actually very cleverly hidden as a little annex into a larger program which introduces into Europe the equivalent of recreational licenses and licenses to fly the European equivalent of LSAs. So I think that EASA thought that nobody would really, really recognize it as it was and that it would go through quite smoothly.
You mean you think they tried to sneak it in?
Yes, that's my impression.
So there was a public consultation process and they just seem to have ignored it, right?
Absolutely, and actually all the documents containing some of the comments are for anybody to go and download on the EASA website, and it's very clear when you're reading those comments that people were not happy with what EASA was trying to do, and went through anyway, and it seems that all the comments were superbly ignored.
What are you doing about it?
Oh, we've been very, very active in the last few weeks, and we've been trying to contact as much influential people as we could, because, of course, what we fear also is that if the European Union doesn't recognize third country licenses, basically that's going to hurt us pilots here, but it's going to also hurt a lot of companies that are trying to export products, aircraft, subsystems to the U.S. So we had the CEOs of very large groups like Safran, like Dassault, like Daher Sokada that reacted at all levels of our national government and at the European level saying that, well, it wasn't a good idea, first from a safety standpoint, then from the standpoint that it would be like each country in Europe would be leaving ICAO, which actually states the ICAO text say that we should recognize mutually licenses without additional burden, without any undue burden. So those people were very active. AOPA of each country have petitioned their own government, their own FAA, local FAA, and in turn we got some very positive feedback from those FAAs. For instance, the general director of the French FAA wrote us back that actually I totally agree with your position, and this position will be the official French position.
Do you think there's a chance that EASA is going to back off now?
EASA is past the point where they can back off, so I don't see them pulling off the text. We're starting to get indication that a lot of European MPs and a lot of people that were supposed to vote are not very happy with the level of information they were given by EASA, and that they could be a surprise. We're not thinking that this is going to be a victory, probably, but at least we hope that the part on the third country's licenses will be pulled out. We really don't want to delay the other parts of that legislation, which concerns LSAs and European light aircraft licenses and things like that. But if you think about it, they are only in France, there are 6,140 pilots using American licenses, which is probably about 30 to 40% of the pilots that fly more than 50 to 60 hours a year. Those numbers are even more impressive in the UK or in Germany, where we're talking about 17,000 pilots, and in Germany over 20,000 pilots.
The vote will be held on Wednesday.
Wednesday or Thursday.
And I guess we'll know then. So we'll watch it with interest, Emmanuel. We appreciate your time today. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset, Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.